into the last 30 seconds of this game. I don't think the board's gone up for added time so far. The fans in the main stand getting a bit frustrated here that Crewe aren't getting the ball in the box, and when it does go in, it's too high and long and past Nugent. But there was a touch off a Colchester player, so there will be a corner kick, and the nerves will continue to jangle as we see another substitution being made by Colchester. They say never make a substitution at a defensive corner. Well, Leo Chambers will now be coming on for the Colchester number 19, Macaulay Boney. So he's coming off, and it'll be Leo Chambers, the number 32, coming on, and he'll immediately have to defend this corner that will be taken with the 90 minutes of this game elapsed.
Strange time to make a substitution. You're right, it's something that you never normally do, but I think they just wanted to stop Crewe's momentum a little bit.
Well, we're into 3 minutes of added time here on BBC Radio Stoke. Crewe with a corner kick from the right hand side, and he's into the back of the net, and it's the number 14, Callum Saunders, with a glancing header over the keeper, Elliot Parrish, and it's taken two precious points away from Colchester. But importantly for Crewe Alexandra, they will avoid that eighth straight defeat. The score here at the Alexandra Stadium, Crewe Alexandra 1, Colchester United 1.
Well, I mean, not noted for his heading ability, I've got to say. Callum Saunders more of a poacher of chances, and getting in on the end of crosses, sliding in with his feet. But he's had one chance with his head, and he really took that one brilliantly. Good delivery from the corner, got up nice and high, and he's looked like he's put a massive, massive dent in Colchester's situation.
He showed the striker's instinct by getting across that near post. We're always told that's what it's about for a striker, particularly those corner kicks, particularly if you're not the tallest of strikers. And he did that fantastically well and headed it past Parrish into the centre of the goal.
Yeah, he did. He timed it. He connected nicely. He got the power that he didn't get last time. And he looks like he's earned a point for Crewe.
And after 90 minutes of nothing to cheer, there finally has been something for Crewe, although there's a foul on the edge of the box here. And this is going to give Colchester a real opportunity to score. We're into added time. There are 3 minutes of added time. We've now played two of those minutes. The score here at the Alexandra Stadium is Crewe 1, as the yellow card is given to Nugent. The score is Crewe 1, Colchester United 1. And there will be a free kick in the D of the penalty area for Colchester. It was a cynical body check by Nugent, who's picked up the yellow card for that. And after Saunders' goal, Crewe could lose that point that would see them avoiding the eighth straight defeat. We've had something to cheer at least, but it could all go wrong again.
Well,
here,
yeah,
Peter.
I mean, it is a situation, and Crewe, long, long history this season of conceding late goals, throwing away good situations. This couldn't be much more dangerous for their hopes of getting a share of the spoils.
The referee making sure the Crewe wall is all the way to 10 yards back. It's going to be Owen Garvin. He's scored one goal in League One this season. Chips it in wide of Ben Garrett's net. It looked like it was going to creep inside the far right-hand post of Ben Garrett's goal. I thought that was in for a moment there, Peter.
Well, I did. And I don't know where the touch came from. Whether it just glanced off the wall. I don't think Ben Garrett got on the end of it.
No, it looked like his arm was inside the post, and it looked like that's where the ball's going. As the corner kick comes in, it's headed away by the Crewe captain, David Fox. But there'll be another chance to put the ball back in for Colchester from the left-hand side as they attack the railway stand end. It's blocked, though, by George Cooper, who's helping out his defenders. I mean, as we've said, we've had something to cheer. We've had the Crewe goal. It is important that they hold on to this.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I'm talking about stopping the rot. This will be a small step on the way to doing that. It would mean that we don't have to talk about a run of defeats. It's not much, but it's something, and it's a start.
Yeah, there'll still only be one win in 23 games as the final whistle goes here at the Alexandra Stadium. The game has finished. Crewe Alexandra 1, Colchester United 1. That's because of a goal by Callum Saunders after the 90 minutes had elapsed in injury time. He made a run across the near post and a glancing header over Elliot Parrish takes two precious points away from Colchester. They've taken the lead in the game with a penalty kick from George Moncur. It was his 11th goal in League One this season, his 13th in all competitions, and he rolled it well into the bottom left corner as he looked at the Ben Garrett's goal at the railway stand end. So Peter Moores, what do you make of that 1-1? It means it's not eight straight defeats, but it's still not been a great performance today.
No, you can't say it's a great performance. It's a strange, weird situation, really, the way that you know, the games are set up with the, you know, five essentially dead rubbers. But I thought that you know, if you're taking positive from it, the substitutes all sort of livened it up, got chances, you know, and they should have scored before they did. Callum Saunders, a great goal, got to say, it was a great header from him, and they have stopped the rot. That, you know, that's what you've got to take from it. It's not eight straight defeats. If you know, a point is still two less than you're hoping for from a home game against Colchester, but you've got to start somewhere, and hopefully they've just got on the very first foot on the path of getting back to something like a competitive team.
So Crewe Alexandra, they avoid an eight straight defeat. It's still only one win in 23 games for Steve Davis's side, though. You'll be able to get his reactions in the bulletins from 6:30 on BBC Radio Stoke tomorrow morning. But this game here at the Alexandra Stadium has finished Crewe 1, Colchester United 1.